Hi, Michael. It's good to see you here today.
Oh, it's always good to see you, Shelley, and the other SAS press staff.
Thank you. So how are you enjoying this year's SAS Global Forum?
I'm actually having a really good time this year, as always. It seems that SAS Global Forum gets better every year. Of course, there's only been two SAS Global Forums, but the SUGI conferences that preceded it, SAS Global Forum just lives up to the reputation of the previous conferences.
How many years have you attended either SUGI or SAS Global Forum?
I started at SUGI 13, and I've been attending pretty regularly. I think, it went up to SUGI 31, and then it became SAS Global Forum. And I would say that in between 13 and 31, I maybe missed about five, but I've been involved for many, many years. Always look forward to it.
What do you most get out of attending?
There's actually two things that I get out of attending. And the first one is I always pick up a lot of good technical tips and techniques and ideas from the SAS papers of the fellow presenters here. And so I find that's very stimulating, and I'm able to bring good new ideas back to my organization. So that's number one. And number two, I'm able to do a lot of networking with a lot of very, very smart people. Some of them are my peers who are out there trying to do the data processing things that I'm trying to do. And some of them are actually in this demo room or as the SAS developer. And you have kind of unparalleled access to both groups of people, and are in a laid-back setting, so it's not as corporate as a phone call if I were calling the SAS Institute for Tech Support. So that's what I get out of it, all sorts of tips and techniques and answers to my techie questions.
Very good. We also know that you're a popular presenter on your own. Have you presented at this conference?
Well, yes. I had a contributed presentation, and I was also an invited speaker. And about an hour and a half ago, I finished my invited presentation. And it's kind of, as a presenter, it's always nice to be done with that. I mean, you definitely enjoy presenting the material. But there's a light amount of stress involved
in
getting ready and going over the details. And I think, actually, both presentations went pretty well.
Has anything stood out for you at this particular conference?
No, nothing in particular that I can think of right now. I do have a number of papers that I'm going to recommend to the folks back at the ranch, when I get back to beautiful Rockville, Maryland, and some interesting ideas with integrating SAS in the web. So I'm going to take a look at some of those in more detail when I get back. And then, of course, there's just the networking and catching up with a lot of people and finding out what they're up to as far as SAS tips and techniques.
Well, you've written two books for us, and I'm wondering if you can briefly tell us about your most recent SAS book.
Oh, sure. It would be The Complete Guide to SAS Indexes, which came out about, I think we're going on 2 years now. And it's a book that I was very, very proud to bring to market. And, of course, I worked with the SAS press staff to realize the book during the writing, the editing process, and it coming to completion. And the book's been doing pretty well, and I've been very happy with it. As a matter of fact, just before today's presentation, one of the section chairs told me that book had really saved him in his job,
Wow.
That he was very pleased with it, that it brought him up to speed on SAS indexes, and it actually helped him deal with very, very large data sets and accessing it. I'll tell you, more than the royalties, okay, it's the feedback like that which really makes my day, and I really look forward to getting.
Thank you so much. We're very happy that you're one of our authors.
Thank you. Thank you. When it comes to publishing with SAS, I couldn't think of a better publisher to go with than SAS Press.
Thank you so much for speaking with us today, and good luck with the rest of your conference.
Thank you, and you too.